Module 4, Health Behavior Programs. There are many different programs you can utilize to promote the health and wellness of your employees. This particular section is going to focus on health behavior programs. These programs are used to improve the routine behaviors of an individual to increase their health and well-being. These types of programs should be voluntary, but highly recommended. Increasing physical activity. Many physicians will agree that exercise has a multitude of physical and mental health benefits. Adding exercise to your employee's life will create a happier and healthy employee, thus giving you happier customers. The benefits of exercising include: decreases weight when combined with a diet, improves mood, increases energy, facilitates better sleep, reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, reduces type 2 diabetes risks, increases bone and muscle strength, reduces risk of colon cancer, reduces risk of breast cancer. With all of these health benefits, why wouldn't you want to encourage physical activity? When you can't make it mandatory, there are ways to make it fun for employees and make them want to participate. The way to ensure your program is effective is by talking to your employees and finding out what would motivate them to exercise. Here are a few ideas for you. Have a walking break for the employees. Offer free or discounted gym memberships. Partake in community walks like March of Dimes or Breast Cancer Awareness. Establish in or outdoor walking trails on the company property. Offer incentives for employees to use the stairwells instead of the elevators. Sponsor employee athletic teams. Develop a stretching policy. Have a designated area where employees can exercise, provide jump ropes, yoga mats, etc. Have a fitness DVD library that employees can rent from. Put a bicycle rack area for employees who want to ride their bikes to work. Nutrition and weight loss. Obesity is a growing problem all over the world and a hot-button issue. According to the Journal of American Medicine, more than one-third of Americans are obese. The same article stated that the estimated annual medical costs of obesity in the U.S. were $147 billion in 2008. The average costs for an obese person was $1,429 higher than the costs for a person of normal weight. Implementing a weight loss program and/or a nutrition program helps the company save money and the employee live longer. Not only would it positively affect the employee's life, but their families as well. Have a healthy food vending machine or offer healthy options in the vending machine. Offer free fruit in the break room. Offer discounts on healthy options in the cafeteria. Have a healthy food potluck. Have a contest for healthy recipes. Offer a healthy cooking demonstration. Have a weight loss support group. Encourage breakfast. Provide information on vitamins. Put food pyramid charts or My Plate food guides in break areas. Have water coolers in the office to promote drinking water. Offer educational materials relating to nutrition. Have an area where employees can weigh themselves. Have employees submit healthy recipes for company cookbook. Tobacco cessation. So many people die each year because of tobacco-related illnesses. For many people who are using tobacco, they may feel like quitting would be too hard. Offering an incentive and support could be the push they need to take the leap into quitting. In the U.S. today, the most typical form of chemical dependence is nicotine. The nicotine is what makes quitting such an arduous task. People with nicotine withdrawal can have cravings, irritability, weight gain, anxiety, depression, trouble sleeping, restlessness, headaches, and problems concentrating. As bad as those symptoms are, the effects of tobacco use could be much worse. Tobacco use could contribute to the following illnesses: stroke, heart disease, increased blood pressure, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, cancer, pregnancy and birth risks, reduced fertility in males, reduced bone health, reduced tooth and gum health, type 2 diabetes, reduced immune system, cause rheumatoid arthritis. Tobacco cessation programs are beneficial to the company and the employees. Having happy and healthy employees help productivity and engagement. Knowing that your company cares about your well-being makes the employee feel like they are important, and they are. Here are a few tobacco cessation program ideas. Offer free nicotine gum or patches. Offer cessation medications prescribed by MD. Reduce cost of health insurance for nicotine-free employees. Provide access to tobacco cessation programs and support groups on the job site if possible. Offer small rewards for employees who commit to quit smoking. Offer additional rewards at their 6 and 12-month anniversaries, checked with nicotine testing. Substance abuse treatment. Substance abuse is a huge black hole which most people can't dig their way out of alone. Substance abuse can develop from many different factors, which could be emotional, mental, or physical. There are three major types of substance abuse: alcohol, illegal drugs, and prescription drugs. The most commonly abused and easiest to obtain substance is alcohol. According to SAMHSA, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 19.2 million workers reported using alcohol at work or being impaired by alcohol at work at least once in 2008. Alcohol is dangerous because it is easily accessible and inexpensive. Illegal drugs are a rising problem. They range anywhere from marijuana to cocaine. These drugs are highly addictive and have a wealth of negative mental and physical effects. Prescription drug abuse is as negative as illegal drug abuse. People who abuse prescription drugs can obtain their drugs legally or illegally. Some patients will go to multiple doctors faking illnesses to get prescriptions to a multitude of drugs. Some patients steal their prescriptions from friends and family members, and some buy them from drug dealers. Illegal drugs and prescription drugs not only put the health of the user in danger, but the safety. Drug addiction can develop from many scenarios. Sometimes a person gets injured and has to take medications to alleviate the pain, which they then become addicted to. Sometimes the user has a trauma or mental illness that facilitates the addiction. There are many reasons why someone may become addicted to a substance, and usually it is very difficult to kick the habit. Needless to say, drugs and alcohol addiction can cause a lot of problems for the user, their family, and your company. Drug and alcohol use can affect the company in the following ways: increases the cost of healthcare, reduces productivity, increases absenteeism, reduces morale, inflates the risk of on-the-job accidents, increases employee turnover. Employees are the most important asset to a company. A company cannot run without them, and therefore their health and well-being is a crucial part of the success of a company. Offering a program that could enrich their lives not only helps the employee, but the company's bottom line. Case study. Tony has had problems with addictions over the years. He has been addicted to cigarettes, alcohol, and prescription painkillers. Because of his many issues with addiction, he has been fired from many jobs, some of them really good jobs. His last time being fired, it took him almost 9 months to find another job. He has been working at his current position for about 3 months, and he has already had some incidents. He enjoys his job and is very concerned about losing it. He decides to take advantage of the substance abuse and tobacco programs offered by the company. While working these programs, they suggest that he increase his exercise in an effort to help him manage his stress levels. At his yearly review, his life is better than ever. He has been sober for over 6 months and has never felt better in his life. His boss has also noticed the improvement in Tony's productivity and attitude and is very pleased with his performance.